systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, April 9th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you so much for being with us. Episode 334 with us tonight. Back since last time he was on. Well, when was the last time you were with us there, Sean?
Like episode 40-something?
It was, huh? Because you were... Okay, if you guys remember back episode 10, Sean, he was our Friday guy. He just so happens to be the guy I'm rapping with. One of the guys, Lyrical. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm doing fan-fucking-tastic, Matt. Thank
nice.
You.
Are you adjusting that mic during the show?
I'm having trouble with it, but I'm trying. Thank you.
Thank you. How are you doing, man? You good? How's life?
Oh, man, I'm doing really good. Just chilling, working on some music, hanging out, giving 110%. You know, I'm doing really good.
Fuck yeah. It's good to hear. Dana, how are you doing, babe?
I am great.
That is fantastic to hear.
Fantabulous.
I'm happy.
Know.
I'm very happy.
Great.
So last night we did a little rap performance as we tend to do every Thursday night. Grizzly Jack's ladies night dance contest.
I've got to say
live hip hop.
I have gotten a little bit more used to the dance contest thing going on because this morning my legs do not hurt.
Nice.
The first time and the second time, I thought like I felt like I was gonna die. The next day, I'm like, my legs don't want to work anymore.
Which is funny because I seem to recall you saying the same thing to me after dodgeball. Oh, yeah. You're just out of shape. You're just getting old. You're 30 almost. You're so old. You have old balls. How's it feel?
Feels good,
Grandma.
It feels good,
G-ma. You did good last night, though.
Yeah,
I heard. I was downstairs dealing with beef.
You didn't see the first round? That was
no,
awesome.
I didn't see any of it. I was downstairs the whole time talking to the other fucking side of this whole... What would you call this, Sean? Lyrical, what would you call this?
I would call it turmoil and unrest in the rap scene of Kalispell, Montana.
Okay, well, let's just get right into this, I guess. We live in a valley that is very small.
It's like an asteroid hit and made a pothole, and they were like, poof,
Montana
pow.
Is as big as Germany, okay?
Yeah.
Now, in places like California, you have rappers beefing. Some are from 213, some are from 818, and they beef about that. Fuck your numbers. Our numbers are the right ones. Here in Montana, we are all 406. I'm talking to everybody involved in this retarded fucking beef. We are all the same area code. Okay? Do we understand that?
I understand.
We should not be beefing over, you get to play at the tattoo shop, but I get to play at Grizzly Jack's. Who gives a fuck? As long as we're playing and having a good time, that's all that should fucking matter. Now.
For sure.
But it's not.
It's not. And there are huge fucking problems. And now, we podcast. We've been doing this thing for over 2 years now. 334 episodes after tonight.
Yep.
We've been in some beef here and there. Not with people that... Well, okay. One, that was local.
Yeah.
But he was a complete D-bag and completely deserved it. We tried to be friends at first.
We did.
And he was a faggot about it. Don't
yep.
don't try and finger fuck my asshole when I'm not looking. That is a faggot move. And I didn't wink at you to give you the go ahead to
try
and finger fuck my ass.
We tried to be nice and then they just spit in our face about it. So
yeah. Now
screw them.
You Lyrical, Sean, you've been in this longer. How long were you rapping with Pill before I came into this whole thing?
Well, me and Pill started working together probably the middle of last summer.
Amesby says it ain't rap unless there's beef.
Meh.
Well, there's...
I'm not into that, though.
There's a whole lot of rap in this town, then.
No shit. Raw, undercooked, fucking mad cow diseased beef.
Rotten.
And now, what is, from your perspective, what is no clicking sounds? Seriously. God. Now, where did this whole thing start? Take it from the top.
All right. Well, from what I understand, back in the day, there was really only one predominant group, and they were called the Backwood Ballas.
Word.
And this consisted of a local guy named Friday and Johnny G and Papa Pill and a few others whose name escaped me at the moment.
Oh, so he actually started out with their crew.
They technically started out with him. Pill's been independent like maybe 6 years. He showed up on the rap scene. Same time
gotcha.
I did.
Gotcha.
And back then it was just a battle scene. Well, people started trying to put out albums. Rap became more accepted. As much as it can be in this place.
Now, do you think the whole problem is the battle thing? Because people can't accept a loss, or if they win, they have to be complete D-bags about it and rub it in their face. Is that...
Well, I think it's because most people out here are just not very business-minded.
Okay.
And just for lack of a better term, we got a lot of fucking punks that try to rap and try to be something they ain't, and it reflects in their music... And their fucking actions.
For example, perhaps something like a white gentleman using the N-word in his lyrics over and over and over again. Actually, honestly, I wish I still had that song. They took it down.
Why did they take that song down,
We'll get
Matt?
Into that in a sec. I just want to mention one thing. The whole song... was rhyming the N-word, which, for those of you not in the know, is nigger. Not nigga. I heard a very enunciated R at the end of that, which leads me to believe that he's either A, racist, or B, completely fucking clueless. And the
I
whole...
I say completely fucking clueless, because the way it sounded, it was just... nigga, nigga. Like,
my
just,
gun has a trigger, and it's
up,
black,
nigga?
So I can say, nigga, and you're whack. My gun's got... It's so sad. And it's like, I like to think that there's more talent than that here,
no.
And there is with certain groups, but when you're bringing that kind of bullshit to the table...
And you're saying that you're better than someone
just
else
go home.
Stuff. That's annoying.
You're tired, and it's sad, and old, and what are you proving? I don't understand.
Charlie Clown says there's only like two black people in the Flathead Valley anyway,
yeah.
So.
And this kid is neither one of them, so. Go ahead, what started that whole?
Well, these guys are working together, as I said before, Papa Pill, Friday, Johnny G, and a few others, and...
Nice name drop, but
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, basically... Pill had the promotion power and the drive to make music, and these guys are working with him, and whatever happened, he decided to put them on the quote-unquote proverbial back burner.
He put them on blast? Oh, he just set him, kicked him to the side a bit. Okay, gotcha. And so they didn't appreciate that?
Well, they got butthurt at him, and honestly, it came from both sides. Both of them began sabotaging each other's shows and performances and reputations.
In
I don't
a
know
place,
who started it, but...
So in a place where everyone, because of how big this valley is, there is, you know, there's a very finite number of venues that are available for us to play at... There shouldn't be shit being started. Everyone should be working together, regardless of, you know, you suck and we don't, whatever. I think, and I've always thought that, give them a chance, and if they suck, it's not your place to say. They will see that they suck from the crowd response, right?
Exactly.
And that sets the standard right there.
And they try to improve themselves.
But
it's constructive criticism. With anything.
Right, exactly. And you should accept that, not take that and be like, well, fuck you, now I'm going to write a song about you and I'm going to use the N-word because that's how I roll.
Yeah, so take that.
So there.
Fuck you.
So there. And also, coming at it from a different perspective, if you're good and you're rapping at a show and the person that just got off stage is not good... That's only going to make you look that much better, right?
Exactly. In fact, sometimes it's a tactic to actually have a shitty act go first.
I've heard that.
Show.
Which is why I opened for you guys last night.
Exactly.
But see, I'm not starting beef with you. I accept that. I'm the new person, so I
you
do what
more
I'm
experience.
Asked. Exactly. I need to level up and get my experience points, my plus five magical book of lyrics, and mm-hmm. I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know, my plus eight G-child fucking look, my image, my B-boy stance, if you will.
Your magical Tupac Shakur pen with plus
exactly.
five writing ability. Yes, of course.
Charlie Clown says, what I want to know is how much tail Lyrical gets being a rap star.
Oh, dude.
You have no idea,
Charlie
Clown.
You guys don't even know.
I will post some videos from last night once I go through them all.
Okay, but I just want to clarify.
You're a fucking pimp.
I want to clarify, though, I don't actually get tail from most of these girls. I pretty much am more like an attention whore. I just hang around and they hang around me and we dance.
You see girls dancing and you will just slip slide. You will just like electric slide right in the middle of them and then just start humping the fuck out of them.
Yeah. No, they start humping the fuck out of him.
Well, it's
dude.
A reciprocated humping the fuck out of
him. He can just stand there and kind of wiggle and chicks are like, like all
it's
over.
It's amazing.
It's crazy. I looked at him like twice during last night. I was like, dude, you're a whore.
Charlie Clown says, I seen the Facebook and his models. He's a magnet. Amesby says, girls in Montana would probably fuck the local radio DJs by the looks of things.
Yeah, probably.
How do you think I got so much tail? I'm like, hey, I'm a radio host.
Dude, I actually got fucked one time around here just because I'm a trick cook at a local Mongolian grill as my day job.
That is awesome, by the way. You guys flip some shit, literally.
See,
you
it's
guys.
Cool to be a guy line cook, but when you're a chick line cook, they look at you like,
You have a stalker in the chat. Charlie Clown says, who hot?
That's right. If you've ever
tell him
wondered,
what he's won.
If you've ever wondered who I am, I'm the guy with the Jap tats on his forearm. Little skinny white guy.
The ones that say...
Who said black guy to throw him off.
He thought it said wisdom and serenity. It says douche bag. Okay, we'll get back to this whole beef thing. We were mentioning on the show here April 20th, we are going to be in Spokane, Washington doing a show, like I told you guys before, and if you go to the jamhole.com/forums, I made a thread for the Spokane meetup. Me and Dana are going down on the 17th. That is a Saturday. We're going to go down in the morning sometime. We'll be there sometime Saturday evening. We're hanging out Saturday night, Sunday, Monday. Tuesday is the hip-hop show we're performing at. Then Wednesday we'll be coming home.
Well, hey, guess what?
And hold on. And anyone that wants to come with us Monday, it is Dana's birthday, and we're doing a live Jam Hole episode at our friend Bob's house in Spokane. Anybody is welcome to come. You have to email info@thejamhole.com and talk to us so we can make sure that this is all cool. So, but like I said, it's you guys are more than welcome to come. You got to RSVP either with the comment form on the About Us page or info@thejamhole.com. Or if you know me personally, just give me a fucking call. So that will be Monday the 19th. And that is your birthday.
That's my
Thejamhole.com/donate if you'd like to give her a present. Money is the gift that keeps on giving.
Money is great.
Especially when she doesn't have a job at the moment.
Right.
So, that's that. So definitely here in a sec, we're going to call the guy that's putting on the show, and he's gonna tell us a little bit about it. So what were you gonna say, Nana?
I'm excited for my birthday. That's pretty much it. I want to go shopping. I need clothes.
Yeah,
clothes would be good.
Well, we might do that, and you know, we're gonna play some fall. It's gonna be a good time.
I'm excited.
Call this motherfucker right now. You.
Ring, 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 ring.
I'll edit this. Don't worry.
Hello?
Hello, Jake.
Yeah.
What up, dude? This is Matt from the Jam Hole Podcast, a.k.a. Has Matt with the FOS crew. With us, we have Lyrical, your buddy Sean, and my girlfriend Dana.
Hello.
You're live on the show right now. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. Everything's beautiful here in the Great Northwest.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. So, you're the one that's the mastermind behind this 420 show, correct?
Yeah.
And it is called...
It's actually me. It's even me and a collaboration of like four other promoters in the Northwest area, man. There's MST Productions, For the Heads, Dreaded Productions, and the Gong Brothers.
Nice, nice. Some good names coming out. I've seen the flyer. The show is called Awaken. And go ahead and give us a rundown of what people can expect, because we're going down there early and we're going to hang out in Spokane. And then Tuesday, you know, any of our listeners want to come see us rap and just have a good fucking time, we're there. So,
yeah, man, that's what's up, man. This place is incredible, man. This is one of the best venues I've ever seen. It's like, it's about like a 9-room venue, man. There's three huge rooms, like as big a club as you've seen. And then there's about five other rooms connected to these three huge rooms, all themed differently and like with different little shit going on inside of them. There's going to be a visual arts room where all the talent is coming up, all this talent from the West Coast, man. We got like 30 different acts coming up.
Nice.
All these kinds of artists as well. So we got a visionary arts room with some psychedelic electric guitar going on even in there. But the three rooms total, there's a hip-hop room, a reggae dancehall room, and a dubstep room.
I also heard rumors that there might possibly be a little drum and bass room.
Oh, definitely a drum and bass room, as well as another hidden stage for an open mic, because there's going to be so many MCs in the house, man. That,
hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's just not enough time to hear all of them two times when we want to. So we got the open mic stage for any MC that's walking by. He could just grab it up. I got my boy Fitz Jones throwing down records all night, man. He's going to, you know, he'd be there to just play some instrumentals, kick it off, you know what I'm saying? Let anybody spit what they want.
Hell yeah, man. That sounds like a good time. We're definitely excited. I know our listeners are definitely excited, those that are able to make it up with us. So... Sean had
just in a hip hop room alone, man, we got like $30,000 worth of talent. I mean, Hieroglyphics, Orbitron from Seattle, Sleep, Josh Martinez and the Teacher Rones.
Nice.
Laffa Taylor, you know what I'm saying? These are all huge headline names, you know what I'm saying?
Oh man, I'm super stoked to see Hieroglyphics, A+, Odeo. That's gonna be amazing. Those guys are cool.
Oh yeah, man. I'm really stoked to see the Montana crew again, man. And you guys really throw it down, man. I got a lot of love for the Montana crew.
Hell yeah.
You guys are really representing,
yeah,
holding it down out there, man. Got a lot of love for that crew.
Yo, Jake Doggy, what up?
Yeah, Lyrical, what's up, boy?
That's right. We are also, I want to add an addition, anybody that lives over here in this corner of the Northwest has probably heard of Nickel B and Minx, a.k.a. Filth and Foul, the Lynx, out of Billings. Or Bozeman, one of those bees.
Yeah, and those are the guys that played at Grizzly Jack's with us last night.
And they are some of the best around. They just recently opened for Chameleonaire. They're going to be there representing Montana rap with me and my crew. So a special treat, because they are damn good. Almost as good as me.
Shit. They put on a good show, though, man. I got a couple of their CDs. They are awesome. I really enjoyed hanging out with them. Cool guys, and as far as performers go, amazing
so,
shit.
So, Jake, is there any other important information you want to get out at this moment to our listeners?
Man, just two more pieces, man. We got Bobo David coming from Jamaica for the reggae room, and we got
nice
Lotus Drops and Anahata How to Sound for the dubstep room. These girls are cutting edge DJ/producers from the Oakland, L.A. Bay Area. I mean, they're top-of-the-line girls in their industry right now, just killing it, just hot on the block, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, everybody on the roster, all three rooms, is just a huge lineup. This event's going to be crazy, man.
And where can people go online to find the information of the show? You got, like, a Facebook page or a MySpace for that?
Yeah, man, it's called Awaken, man. You just search Facebook, Awaken.
Okay.
Click on the link.
Cool.
Perfect, man.
And we'll put a link to it in the show notes. I don't know if you know how this works, but I do show notes for what we talked about. We'll put a link to it there so everyone can go to thejamhole.com and find it. We'll put a link to it off our Facebook page. We'll make an event and all that stuff. So you guys, definitely, if you're in the Northwest area or if you just have the means to travel, this is the show for 420. This is where you want to be, absolutely.
Perfect, man. Virtual Assault Paintball Building, Spokane Valley, 4103 East Mission, man. 4103 East Mission.
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. We'll put all that info on the site, definitely. And from now till the showtime, we'll be talking about it, letting people know, reminding them. If you are into any of this kind of music, you have to come to see this. This is going to be amazing. Sean.
Just another quick one, Jake. Is there anything else you want to hoard out on here while we got you on the line? I understand you have a clothing line. Is that correct?
Really?
For the heads, man. For the heads. We'll be repping it tough, man. Come and check the latest gear out, man. We're going to have about 10 new pieces of clothing. We got 20 old designs that just come off last quarter, so about 3 months ago, and then 10 new designs this one, man. They're all fresh, all from world-renowned artists.
Nice. Hey, that's...
Man, we're keeping it fresh everywhere, you know?
And not to mention, fairly soon in the near future, Lyrical t-shirts and Lyrical cabbie hats as my signature hat that I wear when I perform.
Fuck yeah. And man, I gotta say, Jake, you got this whole clothing stuff going on. We got a store on our website. We should hook up when we get down there and talk and see if we can do a little cross promotion going on.
Man, that would be beautiful, man. I've always loved the love that Montana crew's holding it down over there, man. You guys keep repping it tough, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you guys a lot, you know what I'm saying? Spread that true hip hop knowledge, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. I'm definitely excited to get down there and perform and watch and meet you, and it's going to be a good time for sure. So, you got anything else you want to mention to the listeners here while we got you on the line?
Man, well, let's see you all on 420, man. My name's Jake. Meet me at the door, man.
All right.
Hell yeah, man. Well, thanks. Hey, thanks for letting us take up some of your time, man.
Peace, brothers.
And Jake, dog. Later,
peace
bro.
Out.
Bye.
Jake from Awaken 420
for the heads.
For the heads.
Yep, Jake of For the Heads.
April 20th. You guys gotta watch this show. It's gonna be the place to be. April 20th. Oh my god, I'm fucking excited.
You know, I would say it would be an event to remember, but I'm sure not many people are gonna remember what actually happens there.
Oh, they will. Probably because not. We're gonna be coming down in full force with recording equipment. Jam Hole Studio stuff. We're doing a live show there. Not at the April 20th thing, but April 19th.
Word.
So it's going to be a good time. I'm definitely excited. And hey, I want to thank you for getting me hooked up with all this, because this is going to be fucking awesome.
Experience so. Points, man. Experience
level up.
Points.
Leveling up. So back to some beef. Now, so there's been, you know, this disturbance in the force, if you will. People are writing songs. Tell me about the song they wrote about you.
Well, these guys have been slamming on Papa Pill for years now. And finally, now that they've seen I've been working with him, they came out with a track slamming on him, and they decided to drop my name in it, which I very much did not appreciate on a personal or professional level.
Really?
Yes, really.
What kind of shit were they saying? I heard it, and I wish, I mean, besides the N-word, was there any substance to
honestly,
it at all?
Honestly, there is no substance, and it ain't even really worth repeating. Let's just say it was some bullshit. Like, it didn't even, there was no lyrical skill behind the words that they decided to write.
So it's, you know? It's just writing a diss song for the sake of writing a diss song because they have nothing else to write about?
Pretty much. Like, I'd have to say a good 60% of their music is hating on other local performers.
And now that tells me a lot about the kind of people that they are. If you have to resort to writing about other performers because that's all you have to write about, then you're in the wrong business. This hip-hop is not about writing fucking diss songs. Anybody can do that. And I get it. It's fun every now and then. But, like, you guys are really taking this shit seriously. And it's making you guys look really sad. Like, is that your only creativity?
Stupid.
It is stupid. Heard it. What was your opinion from an outside perspective?
I honestly think that it's just high school drama bullshit. It's, you know, businesses aside, I can understand you're with a crew. You're one person with a crew, okay? And
right.
If your crew has beef with the other crew, it doesn't have to involve you, okay?
Right.
You know,
especially
you can be completely neutral.
Especially when it's personal like it is with those two. It ain't even on a professional level.
At
personal.
All. At all. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's like they were little kids taking a bath together and one of them looked at the other one's dick and now they're fighting about it 25
yeah.
years later. Pretty much, dude. Are you fucking serious? Let it go. You're making the scene look bad, first of all. You're making it to where the businesses that are nice enough to open their doors and give us a stage to perform on, they're not going to want to put up with this bullshit for much longer. I guarantee it. It's sad. It's fucking sad.
When people are like, all right, I want this person out of the building, and he's not doing anything wrong.
Oh, so you want to talk about last night. That was last night. So yeah. We can get into that a little bit. So there's been this ongoing beef. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, you know, beefing on each other is a thing rappers have been doing since day one. But, like, I don't know. I guess around beef, here it's a little different, you
beef
know.
Beef is what killed Tupac. Beef exactly. is probably what killed Biggie. And I don't mean, like, rap beef. I mean, like, eating too much meat. Beef is what killed Big L. And in a town this big, it's unnecessary. Well, we should be working together, regardless of if you suck, regardless of what you're fucking trying to say. It's not big enough to have this stupid East Side, West Side faggot bullshit.
You know, and on another thing as a rapper, I gotta say, if you really want to show somebody up in your music and
write
run circles
it.
Around them lyrically, that's one thing. But it's another thing to just say I'm hard, I'm a gangster, and you're a pussy, which is almost literally quite what was said in this song. It's like,
basically,
where's the skill?
And yeah. then each word ended with igger.
You know, how can you respect
whether
that?
It be N or T-R or T-I.
Yeah, there really wasn't any skill involved with it at all.
And that's the thing. If you want to be good, write songs, and perform well.
Plus, he talked about my mama, and that kind of made it personal.
What'd he say about our mama?
Something about something being bigger than my mama's rectum
or something.
Oh, well,
now I'm pissed. Yes, caller, yeah. You're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Yeah, I was wondering if Lyric Hal, I'm hearing all this beef and stuff going on. Does he have any plans in the future to maybe do like a battle, like a rap battle or anything? Or
who is this?
This is Charlie.
Oh, word. What's up, Charlie? That's a good question. Charlie, so if there was, you're talking like a put together, promoted, the main event, Lyrical versus...
In this corner, we have...
Yeah.
Exactly. What do you think about that, Sean?
Well, they're having a rap battle tonight.
That we are going to go to as soon as this...
Which was originally me and Pill's show. Before
right.
we got canceled due to some bad business. And now...
On whose end?
On both ends.
Okay,
On
fair
Pills
enough.
And the owners of the establishment, honestly. I've considered competing in it tonight, but I might wait for a future venue. However, I do feel I need to go down there and watch this.
Yeah, I look forward to that. That'd be
Mainly
pretty cool.
It's well, my old
hey,
stomping
meet
ground.
Meet us down there, Charlie. We'll be down there as soon as the show's over with the video camera checking
right
out
on.
How they perform. So,
all
for
right.
sure.
All right, thanks.
All right, holla back.
Later, Charlie.
So... They write the song, it goes up, you call me at like 11:30 or midnight, and you're like, dude, what are you doing right now? And I'm like, I'm about to get balls deep in Dana's pussy. Why? And he's like, dude, you gotta grab your video camera and come down to, what was the place?
The Dragon's Den on Main Street.
And I said, why? And you said, they made a rap song about me. And I said... I
okay.
really want to have sex, but let me listen to the song. I mean, I was fucking like, my dick was hard already. So if I would have went, I probably would have had blue balls. So anyway, so I told him, let me listen to the song. Let me see what happened here. Let me see the quality of it, the skill, whatever. I listened to it and I'm like, huh, this is horrible. And I'm like, dude, don't even go down there. Don't even qualify this with a response because that's how shitty it was. And this is the song that we were talking about. It's Igger, 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 the whole song. I'm not making this up. I wish I had a copy of it. And so you went down there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And what happened?
Well, I showed up and I sent two of my friends in to go ask them to come outside and talk to me.
Now, you didn't go in yourself?
No, I did not go in myself.
Are you allowed to go in there, or did you just not?
I am after that night, because I spoke to the owner after things happened, and me and him cleared my my rep with him, aside from what went down business-wise.
Oh, okay, so because of the show getting canceled, you felt that maybe you shouldn't go in there.
Well, that, that and he pretty much said on the MySpace that me and Papa Pill were not allowed there to go in there.
Okay, so you send your boys in. You're pissed that I didn't show up. You understand, dude. I had to have sex.
They went in to talk to him, and for whatever reasons, whether they were too busy or too drunk or whatever, they did not come out and talk to me. However, the very next day, I noticed the song had been removed from their webpage without them even having to speak to me about it. They just knew that I was there.
So what happened? Unhappy. They weren't there? They didn't come out? What?
They were there. They didn't come out. They went out the back and went to the bar across the street. I don't know whether what they felt I was being too hostile or maybe they were just too drunk. I don't know.
Were you standing outside, 9 milli, one hand, beer in the other, like, come out here, you I'm going home.
Close, minus the drunken puke and the swearing and pretty much all that, minus all that.
Minus everything I just said,
I was cussing and I was pretty mad, but I wasn't getting belligerent yet.
Oh, word.
But anyway, yeah.
So then they took the song down and that's that.
You know, they took the song down and I talked to their quote-unquote leader Friday. And,
wait, Friday or next Friday?
It's the Friday before next Friday.
Not the Friday after next?
It's this
with
Friday.
That. Okay.
Today.
Not the one with Ice Cube in it?
Yeah, not that one.
Gotcha.
No.
Okay.
And I spoke to him on the phone for a while, and we tried to hammer it out professionally, and the basic ultimatum was, if I continue to rap with Papa Pill, he will continue to have these hater tracks on me, but for now, they're not going up.
Right, and I had
mentioned... His words.
Right, and I had mentioned that when I first got, you know, drafted or whatever the fuck you call it, that he was like, you know, if you're on this team, you're going to get a lot of haters. And I didn't really think anything of it. I was like, well, that's kind of weird. Like, why are you making more enemies than friends, first off? And, I mean, thanks for the warning, absolutely, and I'm definitely loving it. But it's just weird. And now, like, this last Thursday, yesterday was my third one. And each one that I go to every Thursday at the place we're performing at, it seems like it's getting a little more tense each time, and there's more shit being said under,
more,
you know,
fights,
right,
more confrontations.
Right. So, and I'm wondering, you know, what's the end game of all this?
More booze, bitches, and butt sex going on every week.
Where
it's
does it
crazy
end?
Over there.
Either the business owners get sick of it and are like, that's it, and then no one has a place to perform anymore, or people start getting in actual fist fights and then going to jail and then rapping about, you know, being hard in jail, which may be good for their image. I don't know.
Perhaps. I was in jail and I wasn't very hard because of it.
That's right. Doug says, like a boss! Nigga, I'm like a boss! I'm like a boss!
Did you just knock down a bunch of shit?
I just throw my keyboard, I'm a boss! I
was
did.
That your keyboard?
That was my fucking Apple keyboard that I like because it fits in my backpack.
Jesus
Christ. I just wrecked it like a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Anyway, so we're going to go down there tonight totally
like
civil,
a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Do you see what you just started? Doug, I'm going to blame you because yours was the one I just saw. But anyway. And yeah, if you want to rap, fucking call in 406-204-4687. We can rap. I'll even play you a beat that you can rap to. How's that? Anyway, so yeah, we're going down there completely civil. I want to see them perform because, as I just realized, in, you know, the three times I've performed, rapping and recording shit is one thing, and that's cool, and I enjoy it, and it's easy for me. Performing is a whole nother fucking animal. You have to memorize shit, for one, which my fucking drug-riddled brain seems to have a hard fucking time doing. That and my fucking rap buddy can't sing a fucking chorus on beat.
Give
the rhythm of a white man.
You guys argue like a married couple. When I come in here,
shut up, wench.
I ain't taking advice on rhythm from you.
I know, I'm just fucking with you.
I'm just fucking with you. You're
speaking of rhythm, that's my brother's Ustream chat name. Weird.
Wow, that's so
anyway.
Cool.
Anyway. So, what was I saying?
You were saying that you suck at rapping.
I suck at rapping, and I can't remember anything. And if I got my dick sucked more, I would probably remember better. Anyway, so it's totally different when you're up there. And that's why I want to go. I want to see how they perform, because I'm curious. Do you remember your words or completely forget them like I do? Like a boss.
Like a boss.
I'm sure their words are easy to remember. It's all like the same three words the whole fucking song.
Is that it? Because I just write too complicated shit?
Yeah, they just have like to memorize gangster, nigga, and fuck pill. That's pretty much like all.
Maybe that's what I need to do then. I need to find three phrases, the phrases that pays, if you will, and just memorize the fuck out of those.
I think you just found one.
I think I just did. Fucking A.
The phrase that pays.
So that's that. It's silly, I think, but it's not my thing. I told them, I'm Switzerland in this rap game of risk, conquest. Rap
Charlie
conquest.
Clown says Danny should flirt with the enemy and steal their rhymes.
Awesome.
If
awesome.
They're any good.
I don't want their rhymes, though. I don't want
be
their
like,
beats.
Dude, it's nigga, nigga, nigga. What, it's, nigga? That's
actually, it's pronounced nigga.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I'm actually really good friends with their beat maker. I can even get him to make me some beats, probably.
Right on. I don't know. I didn't hear anything that I was like, this is good. You know what I did, though? What I did hear that I was like, this is good?
Yeah.
Minx. And fucking Nickel B.
Minx and Nickel B.
They are fucking really good. I was, like, blown away. That was fucking awesome last night.
All you listeners should check them out on MySpace, too. Just look up M-I-N-X, Minx, or Nickel B, which is spelled like nickel, like the kind you have in your pocket.
Word.
Space B.
And I'll put a link to this in the show notes, thejamhole.com, for the Friday episode.
For sure.
And they're cool motherfuckers, right? So I think the main problem with all this beef is rappers' egos. Because of what they see on MTV and what is the standard of this is a rapper, if you want to rap, this is what you have to be, is this hard-ass fucking, a badass, I will kill you, I will rape your girl, I'm fucking dogfighting. It's that image, and that's so fucking tired, it's so stupid, but that's what they're doing. And so these guys, like, you meet Minx and Nickel B and you're like, holy shit, dude, they're just like regular fucking dudes just fucking chilling. They're not like, oh, my dick's bigger than yours, oh, I'm gonna bang so many more chicks than you are tonight, oh, I'm gonna say so many more words than you are tonight, I'm gonna get so much more drunk than you, like,
but you
shut
know what?
Up
they were so hot.
They were pretty hot.
They were pretty fucking fine.
I gotta say,
dude,
every time I walked by them, I like would feel different parts of their body. I'm like, firm, it's nice.
Oh, man, yeah.
Gotta make sure our rappers are in shape.
They were pretty damn good looking, and they did sound really fucking good.
Yeah, dude, and I felt bad that, you know, there was a bunch of drama that had happened before, and it kind of ruined the vibe.
Like, I kind of felt bad for hogging all the chicks that night.
I hear you, man. Whatever, I almost brought home a chick. This girl, this hot-ass girl, the chick, listen to this fucking shit.
No, I thought
Wait,
you were
shut
kidding.
Your
you
fucking
were kidding.
Mouth. You listen to this.
You
I
were
was
kidding.
Kidding, but listen. The girl that won the dance contest the first night I was there, right?
Girl with the torn up jeans this last night.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
She sits by me and we just start talking and shit. And somehow it comes out that she's bisexual. And I'm like, right on. I'm taking you home with my girlfriend tonight. And she's like, haha, cool. So I'm like, hey, Dana, this chick wants to come home with us. Is that cool? Which chick? I'll fucking kill her. Fuck that shit. I'll cut her fucking head off. Which chick? You show me her. I'll fucking kill her. I was just kidding,
babe. It wasn't to that extent.
Bullshit.
Fuck you, dude.
They had another earthquake in Haiti because of your
hate. You know what? I don't care. Even if I was bi, I wouldn't take home the ones that look like they have herpes.
She didn't have herpes. She was
hot. Look at her. She's a total slut.
No way.
She's a total slut.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say yeah.
Yeah.
I danced with her. She straight up put my hands on her pussy. Like,
really? I was just sitting by her and she put my hands on her pussy.
It was only like 10 o'clock. We weren't even drunk yet. So
she was hot. That's
she
awesome.
Was hot. I would fuck her. I would risk herpes to hit that.
The right?
Dude.
I would hit that bareback and risk herpes just to hit that.
Yeah.
That's disgusting, dude. I didn't think she was that hot,
so
man.
If, okay,
like
well,
it.
Hold on.
If you're listening, darling,
like
we love you.
We the fuck, I love you.
I don't.
So listen to this. You pick out one.
No.
Then. Oh, so this, like, isn't even an option.
What no, about that's a, not an option.
What about another dude?
Oh, okay. No? Only no. if it's Minx, what Nickel a, B, or you.
What about a goat?
What about what? A horse?
Maybe some sort of what guinea about, pig or
what about
or
that? What about that little Mexican dog from the movie Next Friday?
Dude.
Chico.
Who didn't want to fuck that dog?
Fucking right.
I don't like women, okay?
So, women we, moving on. I didn't bring home a woman, except for her, but you, I mean. So
yeah, you better
it's
meet
like,
me.
It's 1:30. Me and Lyrical performed first, then Lyrical and Pill performed, then fucking Minx and Nickel B rocked it for like another, you know, hour or so. They did so many songs. It was awesome.
They've been doing this a long fucking time.
Yeah.
B's like pushing 40, I think. He's been around since the fucking Beastie Boys, dude.
Are you serious?
Wait, yeah. What?
I didn't think he was that
Nickel
old,
B's
dude.
B's fucking old, man.
Oh, well, fuck that then.
He literally started rapping, like, around right after, like...
Rap was invented?
Rap started, yeah. Like, right. He's an OG, for sure.
That's awesome.
An old guy, not
I
old,
gave them,
gangster. He's an old guy.
I gave them one of my Book of Matthew CDs.
Yes, you did.
Now that you said that, I feel fucking retarded for doing that. He's gonna know where all those beats were jacked from.
Right.
I told him, though. I was like, I just straight up jacked beats, so... Whatever. Listen to the words.
Whatever.
There's even a couple on there with no beat.
He wasn't that old, dude.
Thejamhole.com/store. Get that shit.
Nickel B didn't look that old, dude.
He's like 35, 36, I think.
You know what?
It's pretty hot.
I think we're going to start giving away
Nickel,
that CD.
If you're listening,
I think.
The ladies around here love you. And
yeah,
Minx.
Dude. And I'm sorry and that there was... Go ahead.
Guys, I'm sorry. Drop. I didn't take you to that after party the other night, even though I'm sure you both would have got your dick sucked.
Oh, well, check this out.
I told you.
So we're me and her laying in bed at the end of the night, which we'll get to that in a sec. And I'm like, I'm the only guy that was at Grizzly Jack's that's not getting his dick sucked right now. She's like, nuh-uh. I'm like, yeah, dude, all those guys are getting their dick sucked right now. Nuh-uh. If you were there that night and you got your dick sucked, email info at thejamhole.com. Just so that she sees that. I just need to make a point.
Why do I care?
No, I'm just saying. I'm going to make a point.
I really don't care.
Anyway, so we leave because it's like, what, 1:30?
Sure.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And I got to work in the morning, which, fuck me. And I'm like... They're going to come here and we're going to burn one and I'm going to give them the footage because we had, you know, mini DV set up recording their whole set and some of the Evrio recording shit, which we'll put up some videos at thejamhole.com/YouTube for you. And so, you know, they're going to come by and get that. And about 2:15 rolls around, 2:30.
Yeah, knock at the door.
Knock at the door. Fucking 15 people just rolling the fuck in.
Yeah, dude.
Nickel B... Pill's girl, two other girls, two other dudes, and Minx. And I'm just like, whoa, dude.
I was sitting on the floor in the kitchen.
Oh, my God. I saw your Twitters this morning, twitter.com/DannyGirl, that there's too many people in my house.
I was like, dude, the cat's freaking out. I'm just kind of freaking out. I'm like, who's that chick on the couch sitting next to my boyfriend? I don't dig it. It's
oh my
freaking me
God.
Out.
Are you serious? Listen to yourself,
you
crazy bitch.
I don't know who the fuck
bitch.
She was.
That's Pill's girlfriend, dude.
I didn't know that.
Who cares? In our house with you right there, you're nuts.
I am not nuts.
That's nuts. Email info@thejamhole.com if that's nuts. I'm going to make another point.
It was just weird. That's all.
What?
I'm sitting
agree.
On the floor in the kitchen in my own fucking house with some chick.
Can I
sitting
something?
On the couch next to my boyfriend? Fuck you, that's not
can,
weird.
Can I say something? Now that Matt's going to be a famous rap star because he's rolling with the Lyrical, you're going to have to get used to chicks trying
Help
to fucking
me.
And you know what? I would love to see you knock one of them out sometime. Let's
yeah, you're
going
to have
that.
To get used to that because that will be happening.
I want to see that. Fucking cock block your fucking boyfriend.
Oh,
knock
my
them
God.
Bitches out.
I want to see you just
more
straight up.
More for me.
Oh, my
more
God.
Herpes for me. Thank you.
Yes. You crazy motherfucker. Thank you for that, Lyrical.
Yeah, dude, that's not weird. When I thought it was fucking awkward that I'm in Chuck's- my own house sitting on the floor in the kitchen and there's a girl on the couch sitting next to my boyfriend.
Hold on. Chuck's Pants says not nuts, and so is Deco Pung. MDS says yes, nuts. And Charlie Clown says, did she give Matt a blowjob? What the fuck do you think?
No.
Yeah! Fuck yeah! Whoa! You want to hear the Doppler effect?
I hate you.
Okay, so, yeah, they're all, and we're just kind of, you know, smoking, drinking, chilling, kind of being a little loud, which I felt bad. I get to bed, it's what, 4 o'clock, finally?
Yeah.
Work in like 3 hours. Phone call this morning, okay? Hello? Okay. Hey,
yeah,
what's up,
this
dude?
Fucker.
It's this fucker, Lyrical.
That's right.
Hey, what time do you got to go to work? 8 o'clock? Oh, well, that was like half an hour ago. Fuck! Thank you for the phone call, dude. I appreciate that.
I tried to kick you out of the bed like 3 times.
I know.
The alarm clock went off.
Yeah, I was hitting snooze on that motherfucker. Dude, I was so tired. I drug ass all fucking day. It was
But
wonderful.
You still got off like 2 hours early.
I did.
So how did you drag ass? Or did you just have like absolutely nothing to do today?
No, not at all. I'm just that good. But it's the, I have 2 different Friday routes, and one's really lopsided and there's like 50 stops and the other one's like 30 stops. And today was the one with 30. So I just banged that shit the fuck out.
That's
cool. Good time though overall, I would say.
Yeah.
But that, okay,
I came
in
second place on the dance contest.
High fucking five
high
to you.
High fucking five to me. Mm.
And thank you, Sean, for making her win. I
no
appreciate
problem.
That. You got my back. He's got my back this one.
Her booty
look,
worked
look,
magic
look
that
at her.
Night.
Everyone, camera two, look at her. She's thinking about it.
What?
Did
dude?
He really pay Sean to make me win?
No, Danny's just got a fine ass.
Complex.
And for some reason, country boys like that.
Okay,
and
Danny.
She won. She
could
won.
You... Charlie Clown says, when will Lyrical perform in Kalispell? Danny, could you... Think about that. Could you stand up and show us the move that won last night?
Nope.
Okay, well, at thejamhole.com/YouTube, I will cut it out of the video and show you.
It's fine. I don't
so,
care, dude.
So, that's what I wanted to talk about for real quick. Whenever
hey, can I interject
oh,
really quick? Sorry.
Absolutely.
To Charlie Clown asked when I'll be performing in Kalispell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Funny you should ask. Here like in the near future, I will be promoting a show under the name of FOS Entertainment.
And what does that stand for?
It stands for 406.
406?
Except we spell it because we're educated.
Yeah.
We abbreviate it instead of just saying 406. But anyway, FOS Entertainment will be throwing a rap show soon. We are going to have some of the best from around Montana. Look out for tickets.
I'm
sure you'll see it. You'll hear about it on the show. You'll see it on his website.
Holla.
And you can purchase them in advance when it happens. And yes, there will be booze there.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
You have to get those people drunk so that you can just get up there and be like, blah, 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 yo.
Yo.
I'm fine on
yeah!
camera, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't
anyway.
Hello, America.
Hello, America.
So. But yeah. I just wanted to mention that, like, it was kind of weird now that with all the drama and stuff, so, you know, Pill and everyone gets over here, and even before they come into the house, like, I can hear them talking, and they're totally, like, psyching each other up again, like, yeah, you should have knocked that fool out, or, yeah, that was, it, you were totally, it was his fault, and that was stupid, like, just feeding the ego.
Yeah.
And I think that is...
They segregated into their own sides, and they just... It was like the dance contest last week, where the chicks
kinda.
Got in their clicks and were like, bitch, you should have won that shit!
Yeah, and they're drunk, and they keep getting each other even more.
Yep.
And
do you know what the problem is? Like, I'm sorry to go back to this whole rap beef
ego
thing, but this
is
something
the problem.
I want to say. It is a problem. You know how most people cannot handle being, like, say, a multimillionaire? They win the lottery, they go ape shit, spend it all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wind up dead or broke. That's kind of how it is, even for people on a small scale. They can't handle that kind of, like, attention. Like, oh, my God, I had 50 people watch me rap and
right.
scream my name, and they get big-headed about it. And so they stop thinking logically, rationally, or as I like to call it, with class.
Raptionally.
Raptionally.
That's
like
right.
That.
You can have that one.
And they lose their class. They get a big head, and all of a sudden, the whole world revolves around them. They forget this is Kalispell, Montana.
Right. No matter how many people are applauding and screaming your name, I can go up there and be like, how many of y'all are on the internet? And everyone does that. Like, it's not hard to do.
Yeah.
So don't let that fill your head up and make it so you have to turn sideways to get through my door.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, I don't know.
And the weird thing was, I was talking to... one of the dudes from the other side of the beef, And, like, they were all saying the exact same thing, but for their side. Like, if I see that fool outside of Grizzly Jack's, I'm going to knock him on his ass. And it was all you, and he's nothing. He won't let us upstairs. Like, it's weird. It's the same thing, but the other side of it. But it's, they're saying the exact same shit. Quit psyching each other up and out and just write rap songs. That's all we're trying to do is perform and write rap songs.
For
that's
sure.
It.
I think beef on a professional level, like in music when it's done tastefully.
Right, tasteful beef. USDA
it's good.
Beef.
It's good for the rap scene. But when you just straight up come out talking like you're in the fucking street saying you're going to fucking kill somebody.
Yeah,
you're gonna
that's
beat
stupid
them up,
because we both know that's not going to happen
it
ever.
It ain't going to fucking happen.
You're just making it up. And it's stop doing that, you know? And like you said, beef is good because it causes people to excel, you know? I'm going to show you with my skill, not how many times I can rhyme something ending in igger.
You know, for all you who are curious, I think we're actually going to their show tonight to videotape it. So we'll put up footage.
We'll put up a little side by side. This was our show. This is their show. You know, just to
compare.
I want to compare and contrast notes.
To give
and
them
I'll,
the benefit, they might rock the house tonight.
They might. And I'll be honest with you guys. Every time I've gotten up there and not done famous, like famous, I know. Because I've heard it, I've recorded it like for months and months and months and months and months.
I love that song.
I still have yet to perform our new song properly.
Yeah.
Still. Even though on
even
the podcast.
Though we did it together, last show.
And I could do it right now and I be know. Just fine. But I'd always. And I got further. I got a lot further through it. But I switched the second and the last verse. But I recovered and I didn't stop and it was cool. But still, like. I want to show you how the song is supposed to be, damn it. Maybe I'll just get up there and lip sync it. I'll record it and then get up there. It's all about presence, right? Who gives a fuck what you're saying?
Get up there and do do a little refresher. Like, do the song famous again. Do Mad Originality, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm just saying, like...
Well, Matt, you're going to rock it at the FOS show because you will be one of the featured rappers.
Fuck yeah. But I'm just saying, the whole point of me explaining that is that, look, who cares? There's no ego about it. I fucked up a bunch. I can't remember shit. Quit writing stupid shit about I'm gonna kill you. You're not gonna kill anybody. You can barely murder a rhyme. So just chill. Okay?
Good
just
one.
Chill.
Good one.
So anyway, I got a couple news stories and before you know, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
All right.
New Zealand, there was a 16-year-old gentleman.
Okay.
Who is being accused with having sex with a donkey.
A donkey.
Well, that's not out of the ordinary.
No, not at all.
Day and ages, man.
I just wanted to bring it to the attention of, you know, we the people, right. That people in New Zealand are fucking
now,
donkeys.
Well, did he
allegedly
sodomize the donkey, or was it just purely sex?
Sex.
Vaginal intercourse.
That's sexy. Well, he's being charged with bestiality. Police arrested him after a member of public phoned them after seeing what was happening from their house.
Oh, I love you, donkey.
Above the Somervale Reserve about 2 p.m. So he got busted.
I love your tail.
How embarrassing is that? See, this for example is
donkeys,
something.
Donkeys like get up and buck, don't they? Like,
yeah,
you, like,
probably.
You know, this reminds me kind of an old saying. It says you can build houses your whole life and never be a carpenter. You could cook your whole life and never be a cook. But you fuck one donkey and you're a donkey.
You're a donkey
for life.
for life. Oh man. But I was what was I gonna say? That I don't remember.
Anyway,
he appeared in the Christchurch youth court this morning. The youth had allegedly taken the 4-year-old donkey into the middle of the reserve, which is about half the size, or it's about the size of a football field, okay?
Okay.
So I'm gonna say 50-yard line, me and my donkey friend here, and somebody that was living in a house above the field took pictures while they were calling the cops, which can be found at facebook.com/donkeyfucker. Oh, that's what I was going to say. For example, if this was someone that I knew in the rap community and this came out, I would incorporate bits and pieces of the fact that he had sex with a donkey into my rap song. Because
that's keeping it real.
And that's clever, like, and that's truthful. You really did have sex, allegedly, with a donkey.
You really did allegedly have sex.
You really aren't going to kill anybody, except maybe the donkey, you know. So that's embarrassing, though, dude. Could you imagine, like, someone see just that split second where you make eye contact and then you see the flash go off?
Would you stop and keep going?
Well, you have to finish. Yeah. I mean, you're already this invested, right? I would say you pretty much have to. Other young people were at the reserve at the time, but appeared not to have seen what had happened. Police said the youth could offer no explanation for his actions. What do you say to that? So,
yeah.
We have these pictures. Why don't you go ahead and explain what's going on in this picture?
Well, that was my version of the wooden Trojan horse from back in the day. I was actually trying to move it into position by that fence over there, Your
Honor.
Oh,
my God.
It had my little semen, I mean, men inside of it.
Jesus Christ. That's why I love you.
To infiltrate the other side of their fence.
Fuck yeah. I was just trying to break in.
It was stuck. I had to push really hard with my waist area.
Bestiality, FYI, carries a maximum jail sentence of 7 years. Police said to have someone so young charged with bestiality was rare. The youth did not live.
They just not catching anybody.
Is that it? They're a little more clever. We're not actually going out to the 50-yard line here and having sex, like full sex, Eeyore style, just fucking pounding him. Oh, I hope it was at least a female donkey.
Yeah, I hope so too.
So, moving on, I guess kind of keeping with an animal theme here. In Murrieta, California, there was a dog and it chewed the nuts off of a 6-month-old. So,
awesome!
Two large dogs allegedly are in police custody right now being charged with chewing on nuts of a 6-month-old strapped in a baby carrier and left alone.
Why
in
were its
Riverside.
Nuts just hanging out?
Because that's what nuts do.
Babies run around naked all the time.
Nuts hang out, dude, that's hot.
The dog just like comes up, licks, he's like,
He's like, I lick my nuts all the time. I wonder what these ones taste like.
Let me help you with that.
Oh, these are good. This is like veal. That's the end of that. So, why was your baby left alone in a baby carrier in Riverside County Apartments? That's poor parenting.
They were off playing wild.
Now, check this out. 6-month-old baby. How old would you say the mother is? Just if you had to give a guess.
16.
22.
19.
But, damn it. Close.
I didn't get a guess. Come on, man.
Sorry. And you even guessed wrong still.
Okay, I want to be included.
So...
Could you just please shut up over there? Thanks.
Raise your fucking hand. Like a boss!
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
Like a motherfucking boss. MDS says... Oh, whoa. Oh, wait. That's Nolly's undead. That's my bad. He says, smells like bacon. The parent were feeding the baby to the dogs. That could have been exactly what happened.
Probably.
Actually.
They're like, you know what? If we just leave it here...
Then Charlie Clown says,
the dog
or,
will take care of it.
Or on a boat.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
on a
dude.
Boat!
I need my shirt. I'm on
shit.
A boat. Everybody
that's gonna
look
be
at
my...
me because I'm sailing on a boat.
On Sorry. A boat. That's going to be my new hit single.
You know, dude, I think it's so awesome that that song's now played at the bar. Remix,
right?
And people get fucking down to it.
White Those people, guys.
White people love that fucking song. Dude.
Those guys, for example, have mad skill.
They do. And
like
that was a joke song. That was a joke song, too.
Exactly.
But it's so fucking sick.
That's clever.
That's why I have a shirt with Popeye on a boat, and it says, I'm on a boat.
Oh,
it's
that
a
is,
joke.
That is pimp.
Charlie
is
Clown.
Pimp.
Charlie Clown says, we need to make a rap video on a boat on Flathead Lake. Like a boss!
That would be cool.
I added the like a boss.
Yeah.
So, the baby... this is sad. The cops are saying the 22-year-old mother... Carrie McKinney had left the baby in a car seat on the floor in her boyfriend's apartment on Saturday. And we going out to the clubs, nigga. We going out to the clubs.
Oh,
like
yeah.
a boss. And the woman and her boyfriend, Doug Ritchie, left the room when Pitbull and Pitbull Mix attacked the baby, tearing off the infant's diaper and biting his scrotum off.
Well.
It just says biting his scrotum. The baby was first taken to a hospital, then to Loma Linda University Medical Center for surgery. Myriad police said the boy lost his nuts.
Dude, that blows.
That is horrible.
You're a eunuch from the beginning.
We start the night out with a quick buzz. Go outside and smoke a cig and a little bud. Life's been more than a little rough. Cause these motherfucking dogs bit off both my nuts. God, that sucks.
I
can't stop rhyming right now. It's nuts.
They should have just killed the kid.
Matt caught rap fever.
Fuck me, I did.
He's ready. He's got the hot. You got hot, kid.
Hot. You got hot. Hot. Oh, yes, caller. You're live on the jam hole, please. Hello. Yes, caller.
That means. Guess who?
Hi.
Guess who?
I don't like this game. Who?
Red Fox.
Red Fox.
It's your good buddy, Red Fox.
Nice. Do you know how I knew that? It's because you have crazy lag on your phone. Get a better phone.
So I'm just letting you know I'm here bowling.
What?
I'm bowling.
Word. I'm doing a podcast. Thank you for sharing, though.
143 is what I just got.
Keep trying, kid. You might beat me, but I don't think so.
What's your best?
Like 2-something. 204, maybe? I don't know. What's my best?
It was 2-something, but I don't remember.
I don't remember. Get above 200, then call me back.
All right,
holla back. Red Fox, everyone, thank
you. What the fuck,
dude? Sporkroast.com, he's got a podcast.
People just calling.
Hey, people like us. Sometimes.
Deco Punk says 300. We're not talking about Wii bowling, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Wii
that
bowling.
Doesn't count.
300
okay?
Every time. You know why? Because I fucking hit reset. Ta-da!
It does not count.
His podcast, Doug, you motherfucker, is sporkroast.com, I think. It's probably spelled all weird. I don't fucking know. You'll find it. Figure it out. So, yeah, baby lost his nuts. I would keep an eye on this kid. Definitely. I think he's destined for greatness. McKinney, the mother.
He's destined to get fat, I can tell you that.
And have hormone problems.
Yes.
McKinney, the mother, has lost temporarily custody of the infant.
Oh, and that could, poor lady.
No shit, really?
Like a boss.
Oh.
And could potentially face criminal neglect charges. Child Protective Services took the baby, and the dogs will be put down, euthanized. Yep.
Well, you know what it was.
You
a
got
lot of
the
dogs,
taste.
If you leave a baby around with a dirty diaper, the dog will end up trying to eat the diaper.
Nolly's Undead says ate some baby nuts like a boss.
No, the dog never, will try to eat the diaper.
That never gets old.
I don't know why.
And you know what? This isn't the first story we've done about a dog eating nuts off a baby. Or no, was it toes last time? I remember it was like a weird little, like, I don't know.
This isn't
the first time this has happened, is
dogs
what I'm
eat baby.
Trying to say, basically. So
dogs and baby food.
This is kind of weird. I did want to mention this real quick since we're just right. Gotta go soon, I understand. Saginaw High School, a handful of high school cheerleaders are in some trouble here for giving teammates sodas mixed with blank.
Coke.
No.
Damn it.
Bleach.
No. Piss.
Piss.
Of course.
We're looking for piss.
You little bitches.
That's fucked up, right?
That is fucked up.
District officials say at least 2 girls got in school suspensions, others lesser punishments, but they would not specify how many students were involved. The girls will not be allowed to participate in cheerleading events through the end of the school year, but next year, you guys come on back.
Well,
you know what? People on the internet pay big bucks, no whammies, for piss from hot cheerleaders.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
why.
You're disciplining them.
That's disgusting.
They don't
dude.
Rack a discipline. They have a smarter business sense. The fucking guidance counselor never told me, hey, pretty soon when you're like 30, there'll be this thing called the internet, and you can sell your piss on it if you're a hot cheerleader.
Right.
And your panties, and your stanky-ass panties.
Yes.
Which, at thejamhole.com/store, we will be selling Danny's panties.
Oh, yeah?
That's trademark Danny panties.
The fuck are you going to get them from me?
I'll take them out of the fucking laundry.
We should sell some hot cheerleader piss, too. You should, I mean. Not
okay, well, I'll get on that. I'll start making some. I guess we're going to need a couple
Doug
hot
shirts. Doug goes, how much? You dirty fuck.
$25 a pair, son. And that's sealed, fresh, vacuum sealed, guaranteed 100% satisfaction.
Chico Punk says, ew.
No.
And not washed.
Have you ever smelled Danny panties?
Dude, I'll get you a pair. Punk is my cousin. He doesn't want to smell my panties.
No.
What are you doing right now? Yeah. Hey, get the fuck out of the dirty clothes hamper. Matt. I swear to God, I will kill you.
Like a boss, nigga! Like a boss!
Could you not do that, please?
Oh, those are fresh!
Alright. Woo! So, does anybody need a girlfriend? Because I need a boyfriend.
I love you so much. Those smell really good, by the way. Yeah, and I'm ready to fuck right now.
Good move, Matt.
Thank you. Classy, right?
For lack of a better term, yes.
Yeah. So, a parent whose daughter drank the urine tainted or enhanced?
Fuck you.
Because I would say enhanced. A parent whose daughter drank the urine-enhanced beverage said those involved should be permanently removed from the team. Quote, they shouldn't be allowed to represent Saginaw, said the father, who did not want to be identified to protect his daughter's identity. Because you are embarrassed as fuck because your daughter drank some piss. And she liked it. She liked it. Ha! Oh, that's
I've heard
beautiful.
Drinking your pee is actually good for you.
I saw it Waterworld. He had to do that, right?
Yeah, but he ran it through some sort of crazy futuristic but R.O. Stone machine. Age type machine to turn it into drinkable water.
That's right. Nolly's Undead says, drinking piss like a boss!
All right, I'm done with the like a boss thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Are we done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Have we reached our boss quota?
We have reached the quota.
Are we there? Above, dude, and beyond. That's what
above
I always say.
Above and beyond.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
To above infinity. And beyond, this chick got peed on. Ha! That was a rhyme. The incident occurred during a basketball game last winter, the parent said. He said at least one cheerleader urinated into a cup and then mixed the urine into drinks bought at a nearby restaurant. Other cheerleaders encouraged her to give the enhanced drinks to teammates at the game, the parent said. When the girls drinking the sodas noticed,
it's
unusual,
a little bit of an awkward day.
It's got a little kick to it.
Yeah,
it's a little tart.
Tart, that's the
word.
A
little sour, a little tart.
Just a little bit. But you know,
smells like vagina.
You know what?
What?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Country time, right? Hit ahead.
Hey, I heard the lesbian on the team absolutely loved it. She thought it tasted great.
She bought the rest, actually. She actually kidnapped two hot cheerleaders, locked them in the basement, and feeds them water all day. Now piss! Piss! Piss. Quote, the girl said they were just joking around. See, another weird, right? Another example where somebody perhaps misinterpreted something and just blew it way the fuck out of proportion. Unbelievable. See how that happens? Everyday life, this happens. If you would have said, hey, we were just joking.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It would have been okay.
No.
Sometimes maybe I don't need to point out when I'm joking.
So the guy that jerked off in the Pizza Hut special sauce is just joking and got away with it, right? Is that cool? You
know, right, that's cool. I don't like Pizza Hut.
Some things can't be fixed with a simple, my bad. Like,
that is true.
Making somebody drink your pee, giving somebody an STD, fucking somebody's mom.
Writing a stupid letter to a reporter. I hear you, man.
Don't cover it.
I hear you.
All right. Just thought I'd put my 2 cents in. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's about it. I'll put a link to on the show notes at thegemhole.com. Of course, we got to probably get the fuck out of here, don't we? Is it time?
Yes, we're going to miss Leroy Cal go up on stage
Leroy
tonight. One of my biggest fans, his name is Leroy, nicknamed himself Leroy Cal, and he is entering the battle tonight.
I like that.
That is awesome.
I like that.
Yes, he's all a good friend of mine.
Well, what's your MySpace there, bud, where people can go check out your music and everything?
You can find me on MySpace at myspace.com/LyricCal. 406 and Lyrical spelled LYRICKAL.
Of course. I'll put a link to it at thejamhole.com.
I just misspelled my own name.
Thank you.
Go for it, Matt.
I'll link it on the show notes, of course. And actually, if you go to thejamhole.com/MySpace, look at our top friends. He's in there. So, thank you, by the way. It was nice having you back, man. I got to say. I missed you on the show here.
It's nice. And I think I'll be stopping by here whenever I can to join.
Yeah?
You know what? It was nice not having to talk the entire show.
I bet.
It's quite a change in pace.
I look forward to that day very soon.
I didn't what?
Where I can just like sit back and let you and the other girl I brought over just go at it.
Girl? No. Anyway.
See, I'm smooth, right?
Yeah, no.
No.
Not at all.
Not
like
at all.
Fucking 40 grit sandpaper.
Like
sand,
yeah. Thank you. Like a boss.
No.
Oh, and thank you to everybody in the stream chat room for all your kind words and compliments.
And that can be found at thejamhole.com/live. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern.
Deco Punk says she gonna kill you.
Nah, I'm quick, like a boss.
Yeah, but you're a little like a bitch.
Like a bitch. Holla, you're funny tonight.
I am pretty damn funny tonight.
That's why I love you.
Yeah, well.
Get your Danny panties, thejamhole.com/store, $25. $25 holla.
You are not selling my fucking underwear, by the way.
Thejamhole.com/YouTube. Keep an eye out there for Danny's Eye of the Tiger video. That's
what?
All I'm going to say about that. And you'll be able to see video of Minx and Nickel B, This Fool, Lyrical, me, Pill, performing, Grizzly Jacks, all that shit. We'll get that video up to you this weekend, hopefully.
And that page, again, is myspace.com/Lyrical. That's LYRICKAL406.
Word. Like a boss. Like you want to close out with a song? You got a song you want to perform or anything?
You know, I guess, sure.
What do you want to do?
How about we do the Me and You's new song? Or
yeah?
I could do my solo song.
I don't think I have the beat to that, but I do got the beat to this. Who wants to hear this shit? This guy. So, email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com, of course, is where all our shit's at. 406-204-4687. That's the number. Call, leave us a message. Thejamhole.com/live is where you can be watching these live at, or Ustream app for the mobile device. Either or, Android, iPhone. You know, you can watch us on the go. On the go, even the archive shows, because I record these.
Yeah.
You can go back there right now and listen to, they go way back.
50 episodes ago.
Yeah, man. They're all up there. So, thejamhole.com, just poke around there. That's where all our stuff's at. /contest, we're having that book giveaway. One to a chick, one to a dude. Autographed by the authors.
And that ends April 15th.
April 15th. Thejamhole.com/contest/donate. If you guys enjoyed the show, hook it up. Show actually costs money to do.
Yes, it does.
And you guys get it for free 3 days a week coming at you live. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And we'll see you Monday.
Monday it
Holla.
Is. Bye-bye.
Asthmatic and Lyrical.
Yeah, Lyrical, what up?
Yo. So who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
I know who I am. Who do you think you are?
Yo. The sun shines through the stained glass. I let the rain pass, spit and rhyme. See who can shake that ass. You know how we do it when the FOS crew rolls the fuck through. Yeah, we're kicking ass, taking names, so you know it's true. We start the night out with the buzz off a little brew. Go outside, smoke a cig and a little bud. You know life always seems to get a little rough. Just trying to fly above all these pickle bugs, biting my shit, starting beef like me little thugs. That's right. Simply built for war. Start the night out with a quick buzz. Cause I smoke a cig and a little bud. Last me more in a little rug. Try to fly above all these little bugs biting on my big old nug.
So who do you think you are? Rap's got me living like a star. Everybody know my name at the bar scene.
Cause my rap stay dressed slick and keep my car clean.
So who do you think you are?
Raps got me living like a star.
Everybody know my name at the bar scene.
Cause I rap, stay dressed slick, I keep my car clean.
Start the night out with a quick buzz. Go outside, smoke a cig and a little bud.
life's been more than a little rough. Trying to fly above all these little bugs biting on my big old nuts.
So who like do you think you are? Rap got me living like a star. Everybody know my name at the bar scene, cause I rap sick, dress slick, and keep my car clean.
Yeah, so now tell me who got your bodies moving. Back and forth like the ocean got me grooving. Yeah, that's the words that go at the end, yeah. And now I'm fucking stone friend. And this is my boy Lyrical on a freestyle tip. Gonna go down to the den, start some shit. Yeah, I hate this. I can't remember the words to my playlist, and now I'm pissed I remain in this existence. It's sad, it's blameless, and I don't know what the fuck to do now. So I'll pass the mic to my fool over there now.
So who do you think you are?
I say, rap got me living like a star. Everybody know my name at the bar scene, cause I rap sick, dress slick, I keep my car clean. Start the night out with a quick buzz, go outside, smoke a cig,
and a lot of buzz.
That's probably why I forget all the words to my song. Oh, I can't remember shit, yeah.
Got hazmat the madly, getting fucked up rapping, podcast madly.
Fuck
the
yeah.
Jam, ho, yo, you know you got, yo. Fuck the air, the end, we got it so cold.
Yo, we got our panties at Slash Store. You can get them for $25 or more. I'd appreciate all your donations, and you can listen to this shit in it. Hey, fuck
so
it.
So get it ready, breaking it down.
Everybody yeah, know we're breaking like it down.
Blah, 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 yeah. Blah, 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 yeah. Blah, 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 blah. You've been warned, me and my crew, we spit storms. Hit foreign shores, drop cash on orange velour. So now tell me who got your bodies moving. Back and forth to the ocean, got me grooving, yeah. That's the kind of rhymes FOS rocks. While the rest busy, I'll smoking crack rocks. They lack thoughts, we blow up cash spots. And that's how you know 406 have props.
So who do you think you are? Rap got me living like a star. Everybody know my name at the bar scene,
cause I rap sick, dress slick, and keep my car clean.
So who do you think you are?
Who
rap got me living like a star. Everybody know my name at the bar scene, cause I rap sick, dress slick,
and keep my car clean.
Yeah, cracker.
FOS Entertainment 406.
Doug says now do podcasting ain't easy.
Yeah, nah. We'll see you guys. Peace.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.